You are now listening to the iScript of Better Days, the original pilot, by Stephen Cameron. The original pilot consists of a failed plotline where Jason and Kenny make bets to pass the time. Fade in. Interior. Sunday school. Many years ago. Sister Helen, dressed in a habit, stands at the front of a room. Children are strewn around the room, sitting at wooden desks. A 10-year-old, Jason Walker, sits beside a 10-year-old Kenny Hart at the back of the room. Kenny: I hate coming to school on Sunday. Jason: This is fun. Kenny looks at him, raises an eyebrow, and looks up at Sister Helen. Sister Helen: When you die and go to heaven, which part of your body goes first? A little girl raises her hand.
Your hands, I think.
Sister Helen: Why do you think that? Little girl:
Because when you pray, you hold your hands together in front of you, and God must take your hands first.
Sister Helen smiles. Sister Helen: What a wonderful answer. Kenny nudges Jason. Kenny:
Say it.
Jason:
I don't know if I should. Just do it. He has another answer, Miss Helen.
Kenny forces Jason's hand in the air. Sister Helen: Go ahead, Jason. Jason: He looks at Kenny, who just looks forward with a smirk.
I think your legs would go first.
Now, why would you think that? Kenny can barely hold in the laughter.
Well, I walked into my mommy and daddy's bedroom last night. Mommy had her legs straight up in the air, and she was screaming, Oh, God, I'm coming. If my dad hadn't pinned her down, we would have lost her.
Kenny falls out of his chair laughing. The rest of the class erupts with laughter. Sister Helen faints. Kenny:
Dude, I think you killed her.
Jason:
It was your idea.
You did it.
Jason and Kenny stand over Sister Helen's body. Kenny:
I can see up her dress.
Jason: Should we get some help?
I dare you to touch her boob.
No way.
$5.
Jason places his hand on his chin. Jason:
10.
They shake hands. Jason leans down and grabs her breast. Interior, basement, present day. Jason Walker, a 21-year-old semi-good-looking man with short, dirty blonde hair, sits on his futon listening to the radio. Radio DJ:
This past weekend, I took my girlfriend to the skanky strip club and bought her a lap dance. One thing led to another, and we ended up back in my apartment. The two girls were going at it with such enthusiasm, I felt a little left out. Long story short, they had a great night using dildos on each other, and I was left to jerk off in the other room to porn. I am pissed off because she left me for this whore, hooker, whatever they call them these days.
The door at the top of the stairs creaks open. Feet pound down the stairs. Kenny Hart Jr., a 21-year-old average-looking male with short black hair and a landing strip goatee, sits down beside Jason.
What's going on, man?
Jason turns off the radio, just listening to Fresh Boots.
Oh, he's all right. Howard Stern is better, though.
Usually when you come here, you have some crazy bet that never ends well for me.
When?
Remember the women's underwear bet? Interior, gym, flashback. The entire class, mixed with men and women, sit on the floor. Jason walks out from the change room wearing women's underwear and a blue shirt. Everyone laughs. Interior, basement. Back to Kenny.
How was I supposed to know you'd wear them during gym class?
You told me to.
You won the bet, didn't you?
I guess.
I have a new bet. This time, it will blow every other out of the water and even possibly bring us both some pleasure from the opposite sex.
Jason exhales.
Simply find a girl and convince her to have anal sex with you.
Isn't this like the time we crashed those weddings looking for women? A flashback bubble appears over his head.
That wasn't us.
Are you sure? Jason looks up at his flashback bubble. It grows arms and shrugs. Kenny:
That was Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
I see. This sounds impossible, then.
Not if you go to the bar, find a drunken whore, bring her home, and give her a quick poke. She won't remember a thing.
Kenny laughs. How much are we putting on this one?
I would say $50 to the winner.
Fine. A smile slowly comes across Kenny's face. Interior, bar, day. Jason and Kenny sit at the bar, looking around at the little groups of people sitting around the bar. Kenny:
What kind of loser comes to a bar during the day?
They look at each other, then into the camera. Jason: We came here for sex.
It's better than sitting at home all day watching reruns of a silly cartoon.
Not really.
I wish daytime hookers existed.
We have bad karma, I guess.
It's not karma.
Kenny stares at a hot brunette walking in the bar. She is Erin. Jason: Then what is it?
Kenny gets up, ignoring Jason, and walks over to her.
I couldn't help but notice your beauty from across the room.
I'm Kenny. Aaron sits down and invites Kenny to sit down across from her. He does. I'm Aaron.
What brings you here today?
I feel a bit like a loser coming here during the day, but I had nothing better to do. Kenny laughs. What?
I was just saying the same thing to my friend.
He looks over to where Jason was, and he's gone. Who?
He left.
Kenny snaps out of it and looks back at Aaron, smiling. Want to come back to my apartment and have some fun?
Really?
Neither of us have anything better to do, so I thought, well, if you don't want to, I'm sorry.
No, that would be great.
She smiles at him. Exterior, street, day. Jason walks down the street kicking a can of Mountain Dew. A woman walks down the street the other way kicking a bag of Ray's potato chips. Neither see the other walking on the same path. Jason looks into the camera when he and the woman walk into each other, falling to the ground. The woman is Barbara Davidson, 21, with medium-length brown hair and a slightly overweight figure. Jason. Barbara? Jason helps her up.
Long time no see. When did you get back?
Hi, Jason. And yes, I am back.
Did you miss me?
Of course. I always miss my friends.
They begin to walk again down the street.
Anything happen while I was gone?
Kenny got out of prison again. My mother left and I lost another bet to Kenny because I have no game.
Game? Oh, men and their pointless nicknames for dating. What's the bet this time? Who can get a lap dance from that dirty skank at the strip club? Bootsies, I believe it's called.
No, nothing like that. Jason looks away from her. Barbara nods.
It gets worse, doesn't it?
Yep.
Is it as bad as the foot thing?
Worse.
Well, you had better tell me before I lose my nerve.
I have to find a girl and talk her into anal sex. Barbara shakes her head and sighs.
Why do I even ask?
Could you help me out?
Sorry, sir, but nothing goes near this bum.
She points to her butt and shakes her finger at him.
I'm tired of losing these bets. Ask Kenny to stop the madness before you do something that lands one of you with some serious emotional scars.
That kind of thing doesn't happen from bets, does it?
Does it?
Barbara speeds up. Jason quickly runs after her.
Tell me.
They both continue walking down the street with Jason running after her. Interior. Apartment. Day. Kenny sits on a pink, fluffy couch surrounded by furniture and appliances in the Barbie motif. He looks around, shaking his head.
Oh, how do I get out of this one?
He looks up at the ceiling.
Don't abandon me in my time of need.
Aaron stands in the doorway holding two glasses filled with a pink liquid.
Aaron, who are you talking to?
Nobody.
She slowly puts the tray down, trying not to spill any, and sits down beside him. She starts drinking from her glass. Kenny looks up and mouths curse words.
So, how long did it take to design this room?
Kenny takes the other drink from the table.
It took about a week. My daddy helped me.
I see. Is it this color everywhere?
Kenny takes a sip.
Everywhere except the bathroom.
Mind if I use it?
Of course not.
Kenny gets up and walks over to a closed door.
This it?
Aaron nods. Kenny goes inside and shuts the door behind.
I'm going to change into something a bit more comfortable, so take your time.
Aaron walks off down the hall. Interior, bathroom. Kenny paces around, almost hyperventilating.
I must get out of here.
Kenny looks at the tiny window above the bathtub. He walks over to it, pushes it open, and sticks his arm through. Exterior, apartment building. Kenny's arm is hanging out the window about 5 stories high. The arm quickly disappears and a loud thump echoes from inside. Interior, exterior, bathroom. Kenny now lies on the floor holding his thigh. Aaron knocks at the door.
Kenny, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Be out in a minute.
He picks himself up off the floor and straightens up. Exterior, bathroom. Kenny opens the door and walks out into the hall. Aaron is not on the couch. The sounds of soft rock come from another room just down the hall. Kenny slowly makes his way toward the open door at the end of the hall. He arrives at the door to see Aaron, dressed in pink lingerie, laying on her pink bed, staring directly at him with a smile.
Oh, how do I get so lucky?
No more talking.
Kenny shrugs, looks into the camera, and smiles. He then runs in the room and jumps on the bed beside Aaron. Interior, house, evening. Jason sits at the table across from Barbara. Barbara.
Where's John?
Jason. I have no clue. Either he's out trying to find me a new mother, or he's getting drunk and losing all his money.
Probably a mix of the two.
How's your mother holding up? I mean, after the accident and all.
John told you about that, huh? Well, she is fine, but my dad is in critical condition, and they don't want to try anything just yet because he's so fragile.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Barbara shuffles through a stack of mail. She stops at a postcard and looks it over.
Did you see this?
Jason looks at it and shrugs. Nope. What does it say?
Barbara, reading.
Wish you were here. Not. You bitches are probably sitting on that boring old futon in that boring old basement while I'm away on the greatest adventure of a lifetime. Bye-bye, suckers. TTYLROTFLMAO. Casey.
Why would Casey send me mail?
He's an ignorant dickhead who has to swear incessantly because he cannot relate to kids his own age. I just thought it was because Kenny has a large porn collection.
That could be it, but I like my analysis more.
So do I. Barbara spreads the mail out on the table and looks it over. Interior, bedroom, evening. Erin and Kenny lay under the covers. She has her arms around him with her head on his chest.
This was fun. We should do it again next week.
If we do, we will go to my house this time.
Kenny looks around at the walls and silently gags.
Would you like to try something new with me?
Like what?
It is a little taboo and I won't pressure you to do it.
Just tell me.
Would you like to try anal sex?
Would I? That's my specialty.
Kenny smiles.
Thank God. I was afraid you'd be offended or something.
Erin leans over to her nightstand and rustles through the drawer.
You know, this could be the beginning of a... Erin
pulls out a rather large dildo from the drawer.
What the fuck is that for?
What do you think, silly head?
I thought, you know, that
I go first, and you go second. It's only fair to give a little in order to get a little.
I don't know about this. Does it hurt?
Only a little bit at first, but you'll get used to it.
She hands Kenny the dildo and pulls out a tube of lube.
I don't think I want to get used to it.
Kenny holds the dildo in front of his face. It jiggles back and forth. Interior, basement. Jason and Barbara sit on the futon watching reruns of Trailer Park Boys.
Barbara. So, you're just going to let Kenny win?
I don't have any other choice, do I?
I guess not.
Any of your friends, Easy?
I am not going to call my girlfriends for sexual exploration with you. You'll just have to suffer.
What about hookers?
Not very sanitary or safe. Some of those girls are dirty, have warts and crabs all over.
Jason looks at the television that displays the end credits.
Shit, I missed the ending again.
I keep missing the end to this episode. Oh well, you're not missing much. Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles go to prison, and next season, when they get out, Trevor and Corey have taken over and wasted the money on junk. Sad, really, if you think about it.
Still, I would have liked to see it.
My aunt introduced me to this show. I don't know what that says about her, but to me, it says she at least has some taste for good television.
I just like how it has this documentary feel, and the characters feel real.
Well, Bubbles is a little out there with those silly glasses, but I can forgive such an underdeveloped character plot.
His character makes for the most drama in the show.
That helps.
On the television, sex TV begins. Jason looks over at Barbara with a half smirk. Exterior, apartment building. The moon is out. Dim street lights shine over the streets filled with cars on every side. Kenny walks out of the apartment, visibly limping, with his head down. Erin runs out in a robe holding a pair of boxer shorts.
You forgot your underwear.
Erin tosses them to him. Kenny catches them and hides them under his shirt.
Thank you.
I'll give you a call next week.
That sounds nice.
Erin smiles and goes back inside. Interior, basement, morning. Jason sits on the futon watching the end credits of a show.
Nancy Carmichael, I want you.
The door at the top of the stairs creaks open and a pair of feet slowly pounds down the steps, revealing Kenny. He has a smile on his face.
I guess you won again.
Kenny limps slowly over and sits beside Jason.
Yeah.
You don't even need to verify it. I believe you.
Thanks. It was as good as you'd think.
What happened?
I would rather not talk about it.
Jason hands Kenny $50. Kenny pushes it back to Jason.
Don't worry about it. This bet had bad vibes written all over it.
Maybe we should just avoid doing this kind of thing in the future.
Yeah. We are too old for it anyway.
Kenny shifts position.
Can we keep this between the two of us?
Sure.
I wouldn't want the wrong person to find out about this.
Jason turns on the radio.
Like who?
Kenny leans back, relaxes, and looks away. Radio DJ.
Today's topic is anal sex. Usually we send out field reporters disguised as normal patrons at local sleaze joints to find men willing to do stupid things for pleasure. Personally, I would never let anyone near my ass, and not many men would if they had any pride. But this isn't about my thoughts and feelings on the subject. Our newest field reporter, Erin Cook, is on the line with a report on her ongoing progress.
Kenny perks up and listens closer. Erin.
Hi, Fresh. In the past 8 weeks, I've had no luck in this experiment until last night when I met this overly confident guy in a bar that was begging for sex, and I gave it to him.
What was this guy's name?
Kenny dives over Jason and knocks the radio off the table down to the ground, smashing it to pieces. Kenny leans against the futon and sighs in relief. Jason looks at Kenny, who now has a huge smile on his face. Jason, I know it is old, but did you have to ruin it now? The show is just about over.
I know what I have to do now.
Buy me a new radio? Kenny stares at the wreckage from the crushed radio. Fade out. The end.
This completes the iScript of Better Days, the original pilot, by Stephen Cameron. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized use of an iScript product.